This is Nita, and I feel like the Lord has given me a very special message for you tonight. We're talking about moving closer into God, moving eventually into union, and then beyond. If there could be a greater beat in the Lord's heart, you'd have to call it the heartbeat of His church coming in to the fullness of her own. I don't know if I shared this last week or not, but this is just now coming to me. So if I did, I'm sorry, but you're going to get it twice. Many, many years ago, I think it was even 22, 23 years ago. Sorry, I don't remember the exact year. But Jesus came to me, and I took the courage to ask Him what hurts His heart more than anything He can think of. And truly, I really thought He would say, the souls that are going to hell because they're not being led into the kingdom. I really thought He would say that. I was shocked, almost horrified at His answer, because His answer was that the church has not come into the fullness of the fourth chapter of Ephesians, speaking of the fullness of Jesus Christ. I was devastated. When He said that, He immediately showed me a vision of what looked like the Grand Canyon. And I'm wondering in my heart, what is this Grand Canyon about? When He spoke to me immediately and helped me understand that that was the gulf between where the church is now and where He has called her to be. I just felt so distraught because we were so far away from our call as the body of Christ. Finally, I got the courage to ask Him, Lord, what one thing would be the greatest joy of Your heart to see it come to pass? And He immediately told me Isaiah 61. And I think that you all are very familiar with that passage, so I won't stretch this message further by reading it now. Please just write it down and read it when you can. Isaiah 61. And it just enlightened me. I mean, all the grief that I was feeling just lifted. And I said to Him, but how can what comes to pass in that passage mean so much for you and to you for the church today? How can we realize that when we're so far from it? And He simply said to me, what is impossible to man is possible to God. And He will give Isaiah 61 to the church. And this release of His Spirit will bring the church into the maturity of the Son of God as represented in Ephesians 4. So our desire in this series of time together, hearing and receiving from him, is going to be oriented toward helping you come into some level of union with Christ. Now, I want you to know there are many levels. When I first, I should have known, just because the Bible teaches it, and when the Lord reveals that, it teaches it so clearly from front to back. But I didn't, when I first went into union, realize that I had many stages to go, and that he would bring me through the stages until he appeared to me again and confirmed that understanding, confirmed the union that I had been in at that time for months. I knew that all kinds of things were changing inside of me that I had nothing to do with. He was visiting me on a regular basis, talking to me, doing things. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and he'd be standing next to my bed, ready to do some inner surgery. And of course, I was excited because he was doing it. He wasn't leaving it up to me and a hope for it to be done. I didn't even know what needed to be done, but he did. And several times he would come to me and just take things out of me that didn't pertain to union and would have hindered the value of union. And of course, after each one of these issues, I felt more dependent on him. I felt more humbled by him. I felt more graced with his mercy, his humility, his awesomeness, his holiness. I could go on and on because as the months rolled on, the changes in me were astounding. And as he revealed these various changes, I felt it was astounding. It's more than waiting for Christmas and thinking, maybe hoping, that your solitary gift under the tree would be the greatest thing you've ever hoped for in all your life, but denied Christmas after Christmas. Then one Christmas morning you wake up and you think, ah, I know this is the day I'm going to receive that gift. And you go running out to the tree like the rest of the family, and there's your gift waiting for you. You tear it open and you just scream in awe, because it's finally here. You really secretly wondered if you would ever have it, but now you have it. And you just can't believe it. And that's what I was going through. It only through so many visitations did he explain to me where we were, where I was headed, how I was headed, and he changed a lot of my understanding of the process, the ultimate process. That which happens to take you into the earliest stage and earliest days of union, building the foundation, strengthening your soul so you can deal with, handle the many changes he's going to be taking you through to ultimately bring you in to the highest possible. And so when he came to me one time hanging on the cross and he's got the crown of thorns in his head, and I consider to be very blessed by being allowed to see the happenings of the journey to the cross and the cross itself, the resurrection, from every possible angle. He's been doing this in me for years because I've fasted. I pleaded with him for this. I told him I wanted to know and understand the cross in any way he would be willing to give it to me. I just felt as though if, you know, I'm not the greatest man on earth or woman, I'm just a little bitty somebody in what seems to be a small pool. So I was not really knowing, I couldn't perceive what he would ultimately give me. But I tell you, my friends, he not only gives me the revelation, but he gives me experience after experience of different aspects of the cross that he went through, including, if you can imagine this, including having the sensation of the spikes going through my wrist and my feet and the sword in my side up into my heart. He gave that to me many, many years ago. It changed me forever. I understand that to be in union with him, you have to have his heart. You have to have a willingness to let go and let die what must die. He paid a tremendous price for us. This message tonight is not about sharing all of that with you, although if he ever tells me to, I will. But it's about knowing that you don't make union easily. It is doable, but you've got to be a person of prayer. You've got to be a person determined that you are going to do this with his grace, by his grace, regardless of the cost, and let go of the fears of the cross, knowing he's been there, done that, and he will do it with you. You'll never be alone in the process. He'll give you the grace every time to endure every stage, every issue. If your heart is true, and if you are willing to die to have more of him, to have union with him, a thing which he alone can do, you cannot do that. All you can do is learn to obey him with all of your heart. That isn't to say you won't make mistakes. Sometimes he'll ask for very simple things, so simple you would think it was stupid, and that it probably really wasn't Jesus. But he will do that just to see if you will obey. Sometimes it's the requests are higher than that because it demands more of us to say yes. And he needs to up the amount of grace living in your soul to help you do it. And it's like that. It's stages, ever-increasing stages. You don't have to resent it. You don't have to fear it. You just have to know that he's preparing you for a very high and holy place. And I have much to say to you about that, but we're only doing this part of our Thursday and Friday nights for 30 minutes, and I've almost reached that, and we haven't touched one scripture. So I'll try my best next time to start with the scripture and teaching out of that scripture. It sounds like, by what I've said thus far, that I'm asking you to join me in a journey of pain, but I'm telling you the joy at every step is worth anything you may have to endure. Endurance is for a night. Joy really does come in the morning. If someone were to ask me, would you go through the path of Via Dolorosa, the path he went on to go to Calvary? Would you do it again if you'd known what it would mean? I would say, without even a simple thought, yes. And again, whatever it would take for me to be worthy to be one with my Lord Christ. And if you love him to that degree that you really will do what he's asking you to have union with him and trust him through it, you will have it. So my time is over, but we'll start from here next week, and by God's approval and grace, we'll start on the actual path of coming into sonship. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask O'Day now to teach to lead us in prayer regarding the deep state and its agenda. Bless you all. We love you very much and hope for the highest and best for you with Jesus.